Suffice it to say that my colleague Evan Benn took that story the wrong way.
I did think it kind of gave me carte blanche to speed, so I have to say I was speeding on purpose.
Evan's a business writer at the Miami Herald, and a day after the story ran, on air and in the Herald, he was headed north in the 95 express lanes, speeding to an interview. In almost the exact same spot I recorded that audio, Evan gets pulled over by a motorcycle trooper.
And he approached me. I took off my sunglasses, very Caruso-esque, had both hands on the wheel, rolled down my window. And he said, you were going 74 and a 55.
A $269 infraction. Evan says he felt horrible, but not about the ticket. He says to the trooper,
you know, I'm really ashamed and embarrassed. I'm sorry, because I had just read the story in the Miami Herald yesterday about how difficult the express lanes are to enforce.
The trooper's face softens. He'd read the story, too, and he says to Evan,
yeah, it's really dangerous out here. I'm on a bike. You know, I have no safety. I have no protection. Look how much wiggle room there is. And all this time, cars are whizzing by, you know, my passenger side door. My car is shaking.
But Al Sasadek wonders, is this even really the best way to catch speeders anymore?
Why not use the tolling system itself to catch and find the speeders?
Al's one of a number of readers and listeners who asked some version of this question. The idea is that your SunPass registers when you enter the express lane, a specific time and location. If FHP could just count the transponder a second time further down the road, they'd know whether or not you were speeding from point A to B.
A ticket could be issued just like it's done for toll by plate or the red light cameras.
The short answer is it's almost definitely possible. Automated speed enforcement is used in England, for example. The question becomes, like with red light cameras, what kind of a Pandora's box would that open? Vincent Duffy is a defense attorney and former prosecutor, and he says red light cameras have set a precedent.
The government is now sanctioning citizens because their property, not them, but their property that they own, has been involved in violating a non-criminal statute.
Most red light cameras take a picture of the license plate. That picture, along with a ticket, gets sent to the vehicle's owner. Duffy says he'd have a lot less of a problem with automated systems if they could take a picture of the vehicle's driver, too. That way it's on law enforcement to show who broke the law. And using a SunPass to enforce speed limits might need a new law. In the Florida Rules of Traffic Court, there are just 5 admissible speed measuring devices, including radar, pace car, and aircraft. Katie Fang's also a former prosecutor and says any new technology is going to come under major scrutiny.
How is the transponder transmitting this information? Is this some huge mainframe that's sitting in Tallahassee that's spitting out this data? I mean, I want to know how this happens because, you know, it's based upon a time date stamp.
That could mean more time in court, plus regular calibration of the equipment, plus an expert to testify about the equipment. Fang wonders if it might just be easier and cheaper to hire more troopers to patrol the express lanes. Plus, she points out, patrol cars are a deterrent, something Evan Benn sort of learned. The officer who pulled Evan over took his information and went back to his bike.
Spent some time there and came back and said it was a warning and let me go. So I thanked him and I told him it wouldn't happen again.
Evan says the warning was enough. He's learned his lesson, and he says it is not lost on him that WLRN's End of the Road project very likely saved him $269. Although, we do not recommend trying this yourself. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.